This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Accelerate your culturalization of America.
But when the Dems use the argument that we're all immigrants, that, you know, I want to turn into the Tasmanian devil with two clubs in my hand and clear the road. They were immigrants that came here because they wanted to be here. They wanted to learn the American. They wanted the American dream. You cannot get the American dream speaking Spanish.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to go through life, son.
I'm going
to
deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, maybe even get you a little embarrassed. Don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
You're always so stupid. Did you take lessons?
You're despicable.
Welcome back to another session of sanity on Memorial. That's right. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. I really do appreciate the time that you've been spending with us on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation. First hour, we're going to play around a little bit with, I shouldn't say play around, that's not right. We're going to be celebrating the life, or lives, of those that were given, you know, for us to have the freedoms we have to look at socialism. I know, just put it in context. It just sounds terrible. Many men and women died for this country to be free, to be able to vote freely, not to have fascism, not to have one party lording over another party, or the American people as a whole. If you don't see it, I don't know what to tell you. I know, I started off right into it, didn't I? I'm Joe Mancini, your host. Head over to the website, therealside.com. You can watch live, you can listen live, you can take the poll. A lot you can do, you know, on our website. You can give me your email address. I only send out an email once a week. Shouldn't be a big deal. Shouldn't make you nuts. Or if you don't want the emails, and I don't blame you, I'm not an email freak either. I much prefer to have the text messaging, text alerts. If you want a text alert, TRS to 77222, just text TRS to 77222. And I really do, again, appreciate the time that you're spending with us. You know, after the first break, we're going to, you know, I thought it'd make you sick. Maybe. I don't know. Maybe it won't bother you at all. I don't know. But when you think about it, how many Americans really know what today was all about? What Memorial Day is all about, what it means. I personally don't think any of them do, but that's just me. The, you know what's really funny? So remember when, I'm switching gears, I don't know, but remember when President Trump made Vice President Pence the head of the Coronavirus Task Force? Do you remember what the left kept saying? They've got no, he's got no experience in this. He shouldn't be doing this. He shouldn't be doing this kind of thing. He's got no medical experience. They went through something. Does anybody remember what the Ebola czar that Obama put in place, who was a political appointee, had no, absolutely no medical experience? And we were told there's going to be a million lives. It never happened, obviously. A million lives lost here in this country over Ebola. I don't think, you can correct me if you want to, I don't think we topped 30,000. Not sure. I mean, we're going to do a whole show. Some night, we're going to do all 3 hours around fake news. I think we ought to. How they cover for one and don't cover for the other, with the lies they've told and haven't told. Now, many of you have already heard all this garbage. I mean, do you remember, what is it, last week when Joe did another one of his flubs? Remember that? You're not really black if you even think about voting for Trump. It's great. It's wonderful. You know, and so Washington Post wrote this big fluff piece about Joe's gaffe. So what they really mean, because the Washington Post, I don't know if you know this, they don't actually have reporters. They have this crystal ball, and in the crystal ball, it tells them what to write. It tells them how bad Trump is and how good Joe is. Right? It's that simple. You know, CNN waited almost a whole, well, they waited about 12 hours before they even mentioned Joe's flub up. ABC, CBS, and NBC, when they finally got around to it, they dedicated, ready for this one? A whole 180 seconds to Joe's black person flub up. Now, Joe the liar, see, notice, where were the fact checkers when Joe Biden said that the NAACP has endorsed him in every one of his races? They came out and said, hey, we don't endorse anybody. We don't endorse. Where are the fact checkers? Why didn't all those networks call him out on that? Because, you know, they would have called out President Trump before he was even done with the speech. He would have been on a ticker going on the bottom of the speech. The BET founder said, hey, Joe Biden, he should apologize to every black person he meets from this point on. Now, this guy, the founder, has a great story. He come out of the hood, and he created BET. Right? Now, black voter support for Dems is taking a nosedive, and it's getting worse. God bless Joe Biden. Do not shut that man up. Let him go. Seriously. The recent 2020 poll shows that the Democrats, Joe, is underperforming with black voters in by over 50%. That's a big number, people. Remember, everything was hunky-dory with the Democrats and the blacks for the longest time, for decades. And now they're actually seeing what can be done when somebody's behind them. See, they've been told forever that Republicans do nothing but fight Democrats to help them make their lives better. Now they're seeing it's the Democrats actually fighting the Republicans. Over a third of the black voters, they want another choice. Go figure. Why would they want another choice? Joe's always been such a champion for the black community. Ask him, he'll tell you. I love this stuff. I just think this love. Okay, when we come back, I'll play you the Reagan clip. His speech on Memorial Day. What a true statesman sounds like. Joe Messina, your host, will be back in a few minutes. Don't go far. Have an American flag that was made everywhere else but America? Joe Messina here, host of the Real Side Radio Show. I'm always asking you to buy items made in America whenever you can, and I'm putting my money where my mouth is. I own and fly an American flag made by Grace Alley, and I love it. I can hardly walk by it without saluting. Let's keep the unemployment rate low and buy American. Grace Alley flags are made right here in America by American workers. These embroidered flags are made well, and you'll be proud to fly them. Stop sending your money overseas. Keep it right here in America. These flags are fully endorsed by the U.S. government for all American flag requirements. You can find them on Amazon at gracealley.com. Get one for the house, the office, well, and your bedroom. Why not? Again, you can find them at Amazon and gracealley.com. God bless you, and God bless America.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's N-U-T-R-I Medical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Has your body ever gone low blood sugar, feeling weak, shaky, knowing you better eat something fast? We all know high blood sugar can lead to many metabolic problems. At GCNteam.com, we have a healthy blood sugar pack, focusing on the structure and function of stable blood sugar. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Nothing feels worse than unstable blood sugar. Call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
If you have diabetes and you're on Medicare, Medicaid, or have private insurance, you may qualify for a new continuous glucose monitor. Managing your diabetes is crucial to your health. The new CGM can automatically and easily help you manage your diabetes more effectively. And by using a CGM, you can eliminate the one thing most people with diabetes dislike the most, finger sticks. Now you can automatically manage your diabetes and end the painful finger sticks. Solara Medical Supplies makes it simple for you to have a new CGM. We'll do all the insurance paperwork for you and deliver the newest in diabetic care technology right to your door. Take charge of your diabetes today with the help of a new continuous glucose monitor. Call now to learn more.
800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. That's 800-547-5331.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
Did you ever go to school, stupid?
Yes, sir. And I come out the same way.
We are back. This is a real fellow, GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with the 855 Real Joe. 855-732-5563. Be involved, be engaged. How about this? Be involved, be engaged, and be aware. How's that? I mean, serious. You really need to pay attention to what's going on around you. I know many of you think you don't have to. You're not into politics. You're not into this. You're not. I don't know. The only thing you're, I guess the only thing you're into really is smoking your weed. But you know, that's got to get old. I hope that's got to get old after a while too, doesn't it? Please tell me it does. You know, but I got to tell you, all right, so some of you may remember President Reagan, and when it came to patriotism, when it came to, you know, loving this country, truly, honestly, really loving this country, this man had his act together. He truly loved this country. Let's take a listen. Here's a little flashback. from when he gave a speech, his just opening up his opening remarks at the Arlington National Cemetery. Let's take a listen. Maybe.
Today we put aside to remember fallen heroes and to pray that no heroes will ever have to die for us again. It's a day of thanks for the valor of others, a day to remember the splendor of America and those of her children who rest in this cemetery and others. It's a day to be with the family and remember. I was thinking this morning that across the country, children and their parents will be going to the town parade, and the young ones will sit on the sidewalks and wave their flags as the band goes by. Later, maybe they'll have a cookout or a day at the beach, and that's good, because today is a day to be with the family and to remember. Arlington, this place of so many memories, is a fitting place for some remembering. So many wonderful men and women rest here. Men and women who led colorful, vivid, and passionate lives. All of these men were different, but they shared this in common. They loved America very much. They stood for something, and we owe them something. Thank all of you, and God bless you, and have a day full of memories.
That is what a president does. But we can't do that today, can we? Why? Because the Democrat governors got us all shut down. They got us locked up like you ate too much cheese over the weekend. You know what I'm saying? I mean, seriously, what these men and women fought for, the Democrats have stood up and basically spit on their graves. They fought for our freedom to live, to do, to be part of. Not to be told we can't leave our houses. Some of you have fallen into that. Some of you have eaten it up as gospel truth, like the governor really has the right to do that forever and ever and a day. It doesn't. It never has. It's not a constitutional right. Remember something. We've been through this a million times. The Supreme Court, courts of the land, the high courts, if you would. Our founding fathers never saw the courts as ones that would make law, if you would. Right? I mean, they settle disputes. They rendered a law as constitutional or not constitutional. But that whole rule has changed. The whole mindset has changed. What you have to remember is the court renders an opinion. It doesn't render a law. Governors can't write laws. Civil disobedience is good. You know what's really funny is how all these Dems, I'm sorry, all these Dems right now are so mad at some of us, you know, because we don't want to have a mask on outside. One elected official from my area, a devout socialist, said that when he sees somebody walking down the street without a mask on, he takes his off and he coughs in that person's direction. Right? Is it now the person without the mask isn't coughing in his direction. The person without the mask on isn't going out of their way to infect that person, but it shows you how sick and twisted he is. Or that person, that elected official is. I don't want to say his name because I don't want to give any credit. But think about it. He's going to go out of his way to cough. He comes from that same ilk. The same group of legislators here in California that decided if you have AIDS or HIV or syphilis or anything along those lines, anything that you could transmit sexually, you now, even though you know it, you don't have to tell the other person. Used to be a law. You had to tell the other person that you had a sexually transmittable disease. Now they say, sex at your own risk. Okay, fine. You want to have sex with somebody you just hooked up with? Maybe you deserve to take the chance. I don't know. Not my call. But aren't we supposed to be protecting? Isn't the government supposed to be protecting people, not hurting them? every single day you see the oppression growing in some of these states. California. See, I wonder who runs California. New York City. Even the Dems in New York City are screaming, let us out. But de Blasio and Cuomo have this newfound power, so they perceive. They don't have it. They just think they do. But we've allowed that. It's what I've been saying on this show for, what, 10 years now? Over 10 years. That you guys have allowed them to have this power. You've given it to them by voting the wrong people. And when the wrong people voted in, you don't do anything about it, really. I started to say the people on the left are the ones, you know, when they were ripping up Baltimore, shooting up Chicago, up in, I don't know, in Washington State, up in Seattle, where they were smashing windows. This was Antifa. This was their side. They were talking about how they were just trying to blow off steam, right? How'd that work out? Yet we even talk about violence, it's all over, isn't it? It's just amazing. It never stops. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. When we come back, you know what? We'll this will make you nuts. I will actually play what our young people, God, I don't know if I have a stomach for this, what some of our young people think Memorial Day is, or frankly, what they don't think Memorial Day is. I don't know which is which. Joe Mazzini, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. We'll be back in just a few minutes.
An American flag that was made everywhere else but America? Joe Mazzini here, host of the Real Side Radio Show. I'm always asking you to buy items made in America whenever you can, and I'm putting my money where my mouth is. I own and fly an American flag made by Grace Alley, and I love it. I can hardly walk by it without saluting. Let's keep the unemployment rate low and buy American. Grace Alley flags are made right here in America by American workers. These embroidered flags are made well, and you'll be proud to fly them. Stop sending your money overseas. Keep it right here in America. These flags are fully endorsed by the U.S. government for all American flag requirements. You can find them on Amazon at gracealley.com. Get one for the house, the office, well, and your bedroom. Why not? Again, you can find them at Amazon and gracealley.com. God bless you, and God bless America.
This is a pandemic survival alert and the most time-sensitive messages you will hear this year. You still have time to plant a one-acre crisis garden and secure a supply of your own nutrient-dense food. But time is running out, and it's one deadline you don't want to miss. Who should plant a crisis garden? Individuals, families, churches, communities, anyone or any group that sees hard times ahead. Let's face it, even the mainline media is talking about food supply disruptions and the growing number of grocery store workers who are becoming sick. But there's more. Meat packing plants are closing, mile-long lines at food pantries, and more farmers now in financial trouble. The truth is, growing nutrient-dense vegetables this summer may be the single most important thing you do. Go to survivalseedbank.com and watch the new video to understand what we're really up against. Get free bonus seeds, special quarantine reports, too. Don't wait. Every minute counts. Go to survivalseedbank.com. That's survivalseedbank.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with John Hunt. The U.S. Department of Justice is launching an investigation into the shooting death of an unarmed black man in Georgia as a hate crime now, according to attorneys for the victim's family. Ahmaud Arbery was shot and killed by two white men while jogging in his neighborhood on February 23rd. Three arrests were made this month after a video surfaced of the violent encounter. The U.S. Attorney's Office for the Southern District of Georgia will look into why Glynn County and the state of Georgia took more than 2 months to make an arrest and whether the region has historically violated the rights of its citizens. The U.S. attorney said he plans to file criminal and civil charges. William Bryan, who recorded Arbery's killing from his car, was arrested and charged with felony murder and criminal attempt to commit false imprisonment. His footage showed 64-year-old Gregory McMichael and his 34-year-old son Travis confronting Arbery before they shot him. This is USA Radio News.
I'm here with Scott Jusseum, founder of OMG Tax. Tell us how your company helps our listeners out there who have a problem with the IRS.
My team of lawyers, enrolled agents, and licensed tax experts remove wage garnishments sometimes in the same day. We even have reduced the total debt some of our clients were required to pay through what is known as an offer in compromise.
Can you give us an example of somebody you help?
Oh, can I ever? We have taken a $500,000 liability with the IRS. Guess what? The client didn't pay a dime through the representation known as non-collectible status with the government.
If you owe the IRS more than $10,000 and you want to see if it's possible to pay a lot less, call OMG Tax right now for a free tax-saving consultation.
Call 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. That's 800-486-8112.
This is my aunt, and she's come to talk over some old family matters.
I wish I had an aunt look like that.
Well, take it up with your uncle.
All it takes is hitting the right button. Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE. 855-732-5563. I really do appreciate the time that you're spending with us on, yes, I mean it, spending with us on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, being, you know, part of the conversation, part of the solution. And I mean that sincerely. You know, I know there's a lot of guys out there pandering, if you would, to you. I mean, I appreciate you tuning in. If it's not your cup of tea, go find another conservative show. Don't listen to the liberal stuff. It'll just make you crazy. Anyway, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5560. I really do appreciate the time that you're spending with us again on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation. This always makes me crazy. You know, Jesse Waters used to do these pieces where he would go out to the beach or go to an event, and he would ask people, pretty much, what are you doing at the event? What are you hoping to, you know, achieve? And you know the stuff I'm talking about. But the best ones are always on the holidays, Memorial Days, 4th of July, you know, any one of those. The ones I like are Christmas and Easter. Those are always the most entertaining, seriously. I'm trying to pull up. It was coming up without a problem. And there it is. It's coming up again without a problem. All right. So Waters goes out on the beach, and he's decided to ask some of these young people what Memorial Day is. Now, if you have something in your mouth, I don't want you to choke on it. So swallow now before I get started. Otherwise, I think you're just going to be floored. I hope you're floored, because it'll tell me you're actually paying attention. Do you know what I'm saying?
So why is everybody off on Monday?
I don't know. To just enjoy this beautiful weather, I guess.
What is Monday?
Monday is Sunday.
Monday is also Memorial Day.
Oh, yes, that's true.
What are we honoring on Memorial Day?
Oh, beats me. I don't know. What's going on?
Like all those were lost giving service to this country.
Exactly. Who did America fight in the Revolutionary War?
The French?
That's a good question. I don't know.
Countries.
Countries?
Yes. China.
China?
Wow. I feel real. really dumb.
Who did America fight?
Whoa, North versus South, the Confederate versus the Union.
That was the Civil War.
Oh.
Britain. Right across there?
Mm-hmm.
That's Great Britain.
This is why I keep telling you guys, I blame this on the education system. These people, not only did they get out of high school, they get out of college. Some of them practice law. No, seriously, I'm not joking, seriously. And they let them out. I wouldn't even call it a substandard education. At this point, it's like a kind of a no education. And Nancy Pelosi wants 16-year-olds to vote. You see why?
Really?
Who won the Civil War?
No idea. Britain. It was America and Britain and Spain. Some part of Spain. And
she looked at him like, yep, I know what I'm talking about. Let me tell you what.
Yeah.
It was the North versus the
South Korea.
The North versus the South. Do you know what the Civil War was about?
I'm not much of a history guy.
I can tell. World War II.
I'm not much of a history guy. My God, do you even know history exists? Do you even know there was something going on before the beach? I mean, many of these people didn't even know what Memorial Day was all about. I can't do the whole 20 minutes. And so some of this, have you spent any time with your kids at all, your grandkids, your nieces, your nephews? Have you spent any time talking about what Memorial Day is? My joke has always been, most of you think it's just another beer and barbecue day. That is sad.
Who'd we fight there?
Wow, I just learned this, too.
You did?
Really putting me to the test. My teacher watches this. He's probably going to be real mad. It was the Allies versus the Axis? Vietnam? China. The South.
That was the last question.
China.
Germany and Japan.
Germany and Japan. Yeah. That's
it. Who won the Cold War?
I do not know. Russia. France.
America won the Cold War.
Oh, we won the Cold War. Okay, so go America.
Oh, God save us. Right? I mean, God, I'll give you a second to have your brain stop spinning. This is what's out there. These are the group of people that are walking precincts, making phone calls. Right? I mean, it's these people that got the... And some of you like to know how I rail on this particular person, because she had no common sense either. Ex-Congresswoman Katie Hill. These were the young people who have no real knowledge about what it takes to legislate. They put her in. They put AOC in. Because AOC is cool. She was a bartender. She must know everything. I mean, seriously. You know, we should put one more category in the qualification to become a congressperson. I mean, at least, you know, out of 100 question test, but let's see, the citizenship, they'd have to take the citizenship test, right? I think it's 100 questions. They got to get 25 right. 25, cutting them some slack. They got to get 25 right. What do you think? I don't think it's a bad idea. I don't know about you guys. They do. They drive me out of my mind. This is not beer, barbecue, and beach day. I mean, don't get me wrong. It's cool to go there. Well, you can't here. Not in the communist country of California. But it's cool to go there. Hang out. Talk to your kids. Explain why you have the day off from work. It ain't because of the union. Because of men and women that have died for you to have the freedom. Well, frankly, they died for you to have the freedom to be as stupid as those people were that were answering questions, those ignorant people. And it's got to break your heart. I mean, I love doing this. We're coming into that time of year. 4th of July is coming up. We'll be talking about America's birthday. And how many people don't know anything about the flag, what it stands for? They think our founding fathers were nothing but white supremacist slave owners. To hear some of our young people who've been poisoned by these lefty professors in the colleges, to hear them speak, you would think that our founding fathers got together to only create a country that was full of black slaves, right, and a bunch of old white guys. If they would do their homework, if they would stop listening to the professors and actually do their homework, maybe they'd figure out where slavery started, who started it, how it grew. That among the first slave owners in this country were black people. That of black people rounding up black people in Africa to sell them to, well, in some cases black people, but other white people. But you'll never hear that. And what is the taboo? It seems like there's a taboo in this country to tell the truth when it comes to these issues. In Chicago, it's black on black crime. It's not white on black crime. You've got a black city council, majority Democrat black city council. Well, not majority, totally. You've got nothing but black legislators there. What have they done for you? What have they fixed for you? Even the criminals admit the more black that the boards get, the more black the city councils get, the easier time they have. Is it a black thing? I don't know. To put it the way another famous person put it, above my pay grade, I don't know. But if you're sitting on the outside looking in, and you find out not the majority, almost 100% of the killings being done are being done by black people shooting other black people, I think you can surmise that it's black-on-black crime, right? And you could throw up the recent incident or recent incidents. You could onesie-twosie pull them out. But those are the same people that want to go with the big numbers as to why Corona is so bad. They don't pay any attention to any other science. They lock onto one thing that they like to beat to death, and they stay with it. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Always a pleasure. We'll be back in a few minutes.
In today's world, violent crime can victimize anyone, anytime. When violent crime confronts you, will you be able to protect yourself and your loved ones? For personal protection training, there's none better than Front Sight, the world's premier firearms training facility near Las Vegas, Nevada. Learn firearm skills from Front Sight's world-class instructors, led by Front Sight's founder and director, Dr. Ignatius Piazza. Whether you're in law enforcement, the military, or a private citizen, after your first firearm training course at Front Sight, you'll leave with skills that surpass 99% of the gun-owning population, guaranteed. And now, you and your family can train at Front Sight free of charge. Yes, free. Go now to frontsight.com/radio to secure a $2,000 four-day defensive handgun course. Absolutely free with no catch. Enter FRONTSIGHT.com/radio. Act now before these free courses are all taken. Secure your free four-day course at frontsight.com/radio. Front Sight, America's gun training destination.
You know what's really smart?
Wash your hands frequently, practice social distancing, and stay home if told to do so.
You know what's really dumb?
To ignore your immune system.
Right now, more than ever, your health depends on a strong immune system.
The experts at Immunocorp will give you their 7-step guide to immunity for life, free.
Why? Because we want you to be smart and healthy.
Simply call 800-446-3063 or click immunityforlife.com.
Immunocorp has been producing the world's leading immune system products for more than two decades.
To get your free 7-step guide to immunity for life, call 800-446-3063. 800-446-3063.
Be smart. Don't ignore your immune system. Your life depends on it.
Call 800-446-3063 or click immunityforlife.com. Immunityforlife.com.
Hey y'all, Jeff Foxworthy here. Now, if you've ever found yourself repeating the same thing over and over for 75 years, you might be Smokey Bear.
Only you can prevent wildfires.
That's why I'm filling in for Smokey to switch things up, because there's a lot more to say. And I should know, because my grandfather was a firefighter. And one of the things he taught me is that the people that love the outdoors the most are often the ones accidentally starting wildfires, which means always BYOB. No, bring your own bucket to the campfire. And be extra careful with things like burning yard trimmings. Don't just walk away, or chances are you might be starting a wildfire. So for the love of the outdoors, go to SmokeyBear.com to learn more about wildfire prevention. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
If you have diabetes and you're on Medicare, Medicaid, or have private insurance, you may qualify for a new continuous glucose monitor. Managing your diabetes is crucial to your health. The new CGM can automatically and easily help you manage your diabetes more effectively. And by using a CGM, you can eliminate the one thing most people with diabetes dislike the most, finger sticks. Now you can automatically manage your diabetes and end the painful finger sticks. Solara Medical Supplies makes it simple for you to have a new CGM. We'll do all the insurance paperwork for you and deliver the newest in diabetic care technology right to your door. Take charge of your diabetes today with the help of a new continuous glucose monitor. Call now to learn more.
800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. That's 800-547-5331.
Please answer the question.
How lucky can one guy be? I kissed her and she kissed me.
We are back.
Like the fella once.
You're listening to Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. And I really do appreciate the time you're spending with us on the air. In the chat room, texting and tweeting, being part of the conversation, part of the solution, if you would. And I really do appreciate you being with us. I love the stories you guys have. I can't get to them all, right? On it's kind of hard to read when you send me five or six or seven on one clip. Just hard. Just you know, you don't. Anyhow, I'm laughing because some of your stories are hilarious. You got to check some of these out though first. Please check some of these out. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. And I do appreciate the time that you're spending with us on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, being part of the conversation, part of the solution, really. You know, Newsom, Governor Newsom, you know, when these guys are sitting in their little golden or ivory towers or whatever you want to call them, I mean, look at his hair. He's getting haircuts, folks. And he'll tell you that he's entitled, that he should, because he's the governor. He's got to be, put together and clean, right? He's got to be presentable to the people. That's important. when we look at them, we don't want to see, you know, eyebrow hairs attacking each other and nose hairs, you know, coming out to the top of his lip or anything like that. That would be pretty disgusting, right? The and it's getting worse. I mean, the when you go after the judges, you got to be careful. The fight in California takes a long time, right? Because they got to get to these judges. Most of the judges out here are liberal. They were appointed by liberal governors. And when they get to those judges, those judges can sit, they don't have to give it a median order. Once they give an order, if they don't stay it, it's in, it's, it moves forward even during an appeal. Right? And it takes forever to get them done. That's why I was asking last week, Brad Dacus, how long does it take to get these, get this in front of the Supreme Court? These guys do not have a right to do some of the things. Think about something. Think about what they're doing to businesses and telling them they can't open at full capacity. They have to cut it in half. What they have to put in place. Are they going to get tax breaks for any of this stuff? Are they going to get their money back? Seriously, I'm just asking. Governor Newsom came out and he said, hey, places of worship in California can now reopen with limited attendance, 25% of building capacity. 25% of building capacity. Governor Newsom announced Monday in a state guideline that the state's coronavirus cases continue to climb. President Trump pressed governors to allow religious gatherings, churches, and other places of worship, but not obligated to open under the directive. Right? And the California Department of Public Health said that it will strongly recommend they continue to provide remote services when possible. Recent outbreaks in at least two counties, Mendocino and Butte, have been tied to church service. Of course they have. I wouldn't have it any other way. You look at the hypocrites like, you know, Cuomo's brother, Chris Cuomo, calling everybody else out, but they're fine riding their bike, no mask on when they stopped at the house and they confronted that guy. That was okay. Right? I mean, seriously, think about it. Think about what they're saying. They get together in their gatherings, but you can't go to church. You can go everywhere else but church. You can go to the grocery store, right? Can't go to church. State guidance leaves it up to counties to decide whether religious facilities within their jurisdiction may open. Attendance must be limited to 25% of building capacity, or a maximum of 100 people, whichever is lower. That means none of the bigger churches will be able to open, none of them. Really, let's say they have 2,000 people. You're going to have 20 services a day? The restrictions will be in place for 21 days. And then health officials will assess the impacts and adjust guidelines accordingly. You think they're forcing the homeless guys in downtown LA and San Francisco to maintain the 6-foot policy? I'd like to see video on that if they are. I'd like to see video of what's going on in San Francisco, period. He also loosened the guidelines around retail, which previously required counties to get the state approval for meeting certain benchmarks before allowing in-store shopping. Now, all counties in the state may decide when they allow retailers to open. The new guidelines does not include personal services such as hair salons, nail salons, and barber shops. Is there a limit to how many people can be in the store? Is it 25% of the building capacity? These are all things that Brad Dacus is going to have a field day with when he gets to the court. Additionally, the state said that in-person protests, events designed for political expression, can go ahead if attendance is restricted again to 25% of an area's maximum occupancy, up to 100 attendees. Wow. I think this is to keep Trump from having his people show up. Funny how many, I would love to know how many Trump people who were going to those big rallies in February right, when it was freezing out. I wonder how many of them came down with the coronavirus. Just curious. Right? Now, somebody brought it up in the chat room. Right? Governor Blackface out of Virginia. He was, he's thinking about making masks mandatory for quite some time now. He was at Virginia Beach in North Carolina without a mask on. He was okay with it. See, it's always been the same with the Democrats. Nothing applies to them, only you. Rules only apply to you, not to them. That's why I say, think about fascism. Think what real fascism is. And the Democrat Party, they're not a socialist party. They're a fascist party, flat out. They're going to tell you what's good for you, how it's good for you, how often you should eat it, how often you should not eat it, right? How much of it you should take. Then they're going to want to chip you and vaccinate you because they know what's best for you. Not going to church is what's best for you. But the dope shops and the beer shops being open, that's what's best for you. Suicide's up. Alcohol consumption is up. Porn is up. I mean, everything that they love, it's all up. Everything that they don't want to put any restrictions on. You got little boys. Think about all the things that Dems have touted as wins this year. We can start off with the real disgusting stuff. Like the little boy that was pole dancing at 2 o'clock in the morning because at 7 years old he knew he was gay or transgender or something or other. So he dresses up as a drag queen and does pole dancing at a club at 2 o'clock in the morning. That's okay. Seriously, this is okay with these people. Drag queens reading books to little kids. We got video. Went viral until YouTube decided they didn't like it. Of these drag queens twerking in front of these kids, when they're shaking their behind in their faces. Yeah, that's really cool, isn't it? That's something every kid should know by at least 5 or 6 years old. With the Dems are prominent in the education system, what do they push? They push gender confusion, and they push how to have sex with anybody, anytime, in any way. I've got the illustrations. I got the books they're pushing. It's just amazing to me. Why can't you see it? They're the ones that have got to go. Middle of the road Dems, not a problem. Right? Goose-stepping Dems, that's a problem. Whatever the party says, they believe, and that's what you do. That's a problem. And see, I've got proof that I come out against my people. I've got proof that I rail on my people. I do it on the show. I do it in my columns. I do it on a regular basis. So they can say whatever they want about me. They can't prove any of it. Ever. When it comes to houses of worship, state house officials outline details on screening, cleaning, physical distancing. Right? I mean, I don't know how they're going to enforce it. They're going to go in and start dragging people out like they do in New York City. And you Jews in New York City, you keep voting for the Dems. My God. I don't know what will happen to you. They're dragging you out of synagogues now. Even though you had masks on, you had gloves on, you were staying away from each other, they still dragged you out. Because de Blasio, not only does he not believe in religion, you have to be their god. You cannot have any other gods before them. That's the problem. We have to make sure, or they have to make sure, I should say, that the only thing you worship is them. The only thing you trust in is them. Your sufficiency is them. Joe, senior host, listen to Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Dr. Bridget Melson joins me in the next hour. I mean, we've got a lot to talk about, from teen suicide that is up, depression is up, violence in the home is up, porn watching is up. We're in a Democrat utopia. We'll be back in a little bit.